God bless you. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're continuing. We were continuing the reading. This letter. So we finished the letter of last time. Brother Frank wrote that I am well aware that this theme has only been touched upon, but I hope that by this everyone will be stimulated to delve more deeply into this subject. Let us firmly hold on to the fact that the Church of Jesus Christ is not a human organization or a creed that one can enter into as one becomes a member of the worldly society. No, it's a divine institution, a living organism. Each member of the Church is born again by the Spirit of God and filled with the Holy Spirit to be placed under the direction of the Spirit. The true Church of the Lord knows no passive member. This is how Brother Frank writes. And now we are going to read an extract of the circular letter, January 1973. There is the legend of Peter, a legend. So the early Christians had no other rulers besides Christ. It is readily claimed that Peter was the first pope, and that Peter's successors were representatives of Christ. The early Christians ignored such assertions, and the fact that Peter was in Rome has always remained a legend. That's why we said the legend of Peter. Each one of us can well imagine that a trip by Peter to the capital of the then Roman Empire would have caused a sensation. The missionary journeys of Paul and Peter are described to us in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8 to 11. No impartial writing in the history of the Church confirms Peter's stay in Rome, and no more Polycarp than Irenaeus, and let the apostolic fathers of the first and second centuries speak of Peter's work in Rome. This thought was only expressed in order to be able to exercise power over the Christian world. They wanted to use in Rome the authority that Peter had received from the Lord for Jerusalem. Perhaps it would be good for those who believe more a legend than the truth to wonder a little while. Paul, in all the letters which he wrote from Rome, does not mention Peter once. So Brother Franco said that we cannot confirm this. So we must all confirm by the scriptures. So, in this letter to the Church of Rome, we do not find any mention made about Peter, whereas Paul evokes his presence in Antioch in Galatians 2:11. Of the meeting between Paul and Barnabas with the apostles, it becomes clear who was the one who had received the ministry among the Gentiles, and who had received it to exercise it among the Jews. I quote Galatians 2:7-9. So, Brother Frank, you understand that he says that there are legends. And this legend also must be clear in our minds. So Galatians 2:7-9, on the contrary, seeing that the gospel had been entrusted to me for the uncircumcised, as to Peter for the circumcised, because he who made Paul the apostle of the circumcised also made me the apostle to the pagans. and having recognized the grace which had been granted to me, James, Cephas, and John, who had regarded us pillars, gave me and Barnabas the hand of association, that we may go, we, to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. These words of the Holy Scriptures refute all the speculations made on this subject. We believe the written word of God. Anyone for whom these biblical proofs are not sufficient can only continue to believe in the legend. However, true believers will stick to what Peter himself says. It is not indeed following cleverly crafted fables. We don't believe a legend about Peter, but what Peter and the other apostles preached. And this is what Brother Frank has written. So, we can also compare with the scriptures while reading the scriptures. We have another extract of circular letter of June 1973. You see, that's where advancing in the years. And these are the years in which I was witness of what God was doing there. And it was a great blessing. So the title is Events of This Time. In our time, we are often beset by deception. And the one who is not careful is easily deceived. Often people with good feelings fall prey to pious seducers, and they themselves seduce others. There are movements which dominate their followers with religious pretenses, and it is with a fanatical gift of self that they support their way of seeing, a form of piety. But they have denied the power that gives strength, life. So Brother Frank here writes, the Indian Lori tragedy is just one of the many cases. Maybe you have not known him, the Indian Lori, in the 70s. But this brother was also a brother. He was from India. Had he made things that were completely out of the scriptures. That's why Brother Frank speak about it and highlight this tragedy. So I read, Brother Frank writes, the Indian Lowry tragedy is just one of many cases. They show so much skill that they are not easily discovered. Brother had brought the so it's always best to remove the beam that is in his eyes before you can remove the straw that is in his brother's eye. There have always been Judas who first walked with Jesus and who even had been called by him and used for ministry. Then the day came when Satan entered into them, and it was done with them. So it was finished, they were discovered, in fact. Matthew 24:23. We know this, but sometimes we see that there are situations in which we do not see well, clearly, things, because we have not to fight against blood, but against authorities. Spirits, authorities. So God has to have mercy on us. So I read Matthew 24:23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there is he, do not believe it, for false Christ and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. So we need to have spiritual people who can have the Spirit of God, who can have the revelation of Jesus Christ. But sometimes people are false and they are discovered. 1 John 2:18. 1 John 2:18. 1 John 2:18. John speaks to each one of us, not only children, but to all, because we are all children. 1 John 2:18. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so the Antichrist will come. So now many Antichrists have come. We see that even today, as long as the bride is on the earth, there will be always devil who try to influence daughters and sons of God, always to disturb, always to make a place to, for himself, a post that God has never given to him. First King 3:18. So let's read 18. So we are, it's not the good verse. So a prophet said, I am also a prophet like you. So we must take care that we must have the right way, the right way to follow God's path. So the brother read the story of Elijah with another prophet who lied to him, in fact. So So Brother Frank writes, there have always been Judas who first walked with Jesus and who even had been called by him and used for ministry. It's written that in 1 Timothy it's written that you must be far from the devil. It's important because it is a normal person, like in the Garden of Eden. It seems that it is a normal person, but at a certain moment, it is visited by an evil spirit at a certain moment, and then the things change. That's why it's important to remain connected to the Spirit of God, to the Word of God. With the Spirit of God, be connected always, so that we can be anchored in Christ. And when Satan comes, because he always comes with inspiration, that we may have strength to cast him out. Genesis 3:1. We enter in something very important for the bride of Jesus Christ, for the elect, for those who want to write, to walk according to the vocation of Christ. We may all make mistakes, but we can never go astray from the true Word of God, from the true doctrine. We can never go astray or deviate. Now we are going to read this very important. Because there, it looks like normal people, kind people. But we must understand this. Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. Look at the origin. He said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? Before, it was normal of the serpent, and then the devil entered into it and took possession of this animal. And from there, you see, the thought has been changed. You see? You see how it is important to remain anchored in the Spirit of Christ, in the correct doctrine. Very important. If not, we will deviate rapidly. There is an inspiration that will come. Something. And you will not be able to administer this, to run this. You will not be able to control this. If it was possible, it would seduce the elect. Hallelujah. So in us, God has given us this position so that everything be submitted to the Word of God, as we have read. Matthew 26. May God have mercy on us. If a servant of God is anointed by the Holy Spirit during preaching, in his preaching, Of course, they are inspired by God. If there is an inspiration, there are other inspirations will come. As it is written, the deep call to the deep. That's why the word is always permanent, is living. The word is free, no parasites. In its truth, it produces life continually. Glory to God. It's important. Matthew 26:21. When Jesus, Matthew 26:21. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful, and began to say to him, one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish will betray me." We were all slaves. So the Son of Man goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born. Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" "Rabbi," he said to him, "you have said so." He could not realize it at the moment. Now, John 13. These are biblical studies. May God form and train our soul. I am very happy in the Lord. John 13:27. Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. So what Brother Frank writes here is very important. It makes us understand a lot of things. You see the inspiration? The inspiration from the enemy is different from the inspiration from the Holy Spirit. John 13. John 13:2. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So it was already there, already in his heart. That's why the serpent was built or was created in a certain manner so that he could receive it. So are you aware this evening, I say it in the name of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ has elected you, you have received election. Before the world began, you were called to be sons and daughters of God, not to betray Jesus Christ, to live according to the word of God and design of God and the plan of God. I think that you have understood this. Luke 22. Luke 22. Luke 22, 31. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, you will be converted. Strengthen your brothers. You see the intercessors? You see? He knows the hearts. He knows the plans. He knows everything. Peter had remorse. Peter, you know the story of Peter, who betrays him, denies him. So I have noted here, there have always been Judas. So Brother Frank writes, there have always been Judas, who first walked with Jesus and who even had been called by him and used for ministry. Then the day came when Satan entered into them, and it was done with them. Unbelief. And so today I say to you, the sin in unbelief must be put out with the root. If not, there will always be something to which Satan can always take hold. So if the believer does not remain under the blood, Satan can do nothing, because you have the authority by the blood, by Jesus Christ, by the faith in Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the advocate that sustained us. Satan cannot do anything against us. What a grace. Amen. What a grace. We have to put out all unbelief. No root of bitterness. No root of nothing. No root. So that Satan cannot hang, cannot take hold of nothing on us. Remember Jesus after 40 days and 40 nights? The angels served him. Each root was, it was impossible for Satan to take hold on a root, because there are no roots of unbelief, no roots of incredulity, nothing. Satan cannot take hold on a daughter or on the Son of God. So I go on reading. It seems normal. This seems to be normal. So we must take care of the kind of inspiration we have, how we walk, how we speak with the sisters, how we behave. Judas, I go on reading, Brother Frank. Judas, until the day Satan entered into him, was a perfectly normal man. The same goes for everyone else, for Laurie, the Indian Laurie, as well. The letter, this one, claims that on July 21st, 1969, God entered into him. However, he visibly confuses God with the devil. His unscriptural and blasphemous claims betray the source from which he drew them. When he claims to have received the call by Brother Branham himself, it is only a way he has found to give himself some semblance of authority. However, each believer can easily differentiate Brother Branham's claim, consistent with what the Bible says, from this man's false claims. So he knew this man personally, Brother Frank. And this man said, yes, we have been raptured. We are already in the millennium. We are in the millennium, he said. And Brother Frank said to him, but I am still here. Why do you say that you are raptured and that we are in a millennium? You understand how many situations, how many things come down from a false inspiration, from the devil. I go on reading. There are also many people who, on one hand, claim to be of Christ, but on the other hand, do not do what he has commanded to be done. Matthew 23:3. Matthew 23:3. From the first verse, then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice. Hallelujah. A true witness of Jesus Christ. Live the word of God. And if you have difficulties during on the way, let's pray. And let's pray the Lord. Let's cry to the Lord, so that the word and the life may correspond together. Amen. Many refer to the Apostle Paul, and yet they do not teach what he taught. Therefore, how can we be surprised by the fact that today some claim to be Brother Branham, so I repeat, how can we be surprised by the fact that today some claim to be followers of Brother Branham without conforming to what he proclaimed on behalf of God? For some people, the story of this Indian Lowry was a perfect opportunity to give free rein to the action of their language and their pen. On similar occasions, religious magazines, or those of the world, do their utmost to dramatize the affair and arouse people's mistrust, and this is a reality. And you see that feeble and simple soul go away because of these fanatics. However, for each of us, it would be necessary to see whether in front of his own door we could not find something to sweep away. Understand? I remember in Sicily. Maybe you have not lived this. When there was wind, so For example, when there was this people, the people wanted to sweep their dust, each one threw the dust to the door of the other one, to the neighbor. And then the neighbor swept the dust to the door of his neighbor, etc. So one day, one could had to take away this dust himself. So you see how we enter in the confusion. So you see, people can enter in the confusion. And some people say, but who is right? Who is righteous? Where is the truth? And Matthew 7. This story of this straw and the beam, always until the end. There are some people who have their own righteousness. A man want to. There are some people who want to do justice, want to do right, the justice. But a believer is not like this. Anyone who had read this brochure attentively will certainly have been able to realize that the majority of believers in our time have been victims of seduction by religious deceptions. You understand how many things came from America? Yes, mainly from America, and then transmitted to other countries. So the majority of believers in our time have been victims of seduction by religious deceptions. No one should trust only what is preached to him. Everyone. No one should trust only what is preached to him. Everyone has the right and the duty to read the Bible in a spirit of prayer in order to receive clarity from God on all things. I remember that in some churches, in Catholic Church, they say, we can read the Bible, you cannot read the Bible. And the priest at that moment, Catholic priest, said, when I was young, and when we were children, say, you cannot read. You are unable to read the Bible. You understand? But God, it pleased God that now we can read the Bible. And we know that how God speaks to our heart. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I go on reading. The imitation is often so similar to the original model that it is only with God's help that it can be differentiated. It is only with God's help. With humility. With humble person. Who see that without God's help, without God's Spirit, without God's Word, you can do nothing. Without me, you cannot do nothing. Amen. It's true. If there is humility, and you say, God, you know that you know my weaknesses. Paul knew his weaknesses. He prayed the Lord, you know my weaknesses, help me, have mercy on me. And then God intervened. Because God is near the one who has a spirit of contrition and humble. I go on reading. People of God, come back to the Word. What a beautiful Franco Forestieri, come back to the Word. We all must come back to the Word. Amen. Receive the illumination of the Holy Spirit and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. For He still leads in all truth. Hallelujah. Still He leads in all truth. Matthew, marvelous word in Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28. Let's begin by 27. I believe that the brother wanted to read, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So I repeat Matthew 11:28. So it was the verse 11:28. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Amen. Amen. "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Amen. So we trust in the Eternal. We abandon our souls in the Eternal. And also Isaiah 30, Isaiah 30. We must always go back to the Word, always. Isaiah 30. Amen. "For thus saith the Lord God, Adonai Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in returning or repentance and rest, you shall be saved in quietness, and in trust shall be your strength." I repeat, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning or repentance and rest, you shall be saved in quietness, and in trust shall be your strength." So always go back to the Word. It is our salvation. Always go back to the Scriptures, where we can find a refuge and also the right knowledge. And this is our rest, the correct position. Hallelujah. I go on reading. He gave us the right knowledge. So Brother Frank writes, "He leads." So he leads, he still leads in all the truth. "He leads on the path of righteousness because of his name. He gives us the right knowledge at the right time. So if we watch, pray, and stand by the measure of God, Word of God, seeing it is the only valid one, we need not fear falling into error, whether open or hidden. Every interpretation deviates from the word. It doesn't matter who gives it to you. Paul writes, if anyone announces another gospel to you, be anathema. Galatians 1:8. Let's go back to the Bible. Let's go back to the unadulterated gospel. May it please Almighty God to send faithful workers into His vineyard. It is our prayer. May it please Almighty God to send faithful workers into His vineyard. Of those who preach the full gospel by inspiration and under the direction of the Holy Spirit, let them be men who proclaim all the counsel of God and bear before His face the responsibility of servants of God who neither add nor subtract anything from the testimony of the Holy Scriptures. Matthew 9:38. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. We don't speak about. We have places around the world who have not received all the counsel of God. They have not received, you know, even a small part of the Bible. So let's pray that there be a lot of workers in the vineyard around the world. Nowadays, believers should no longer allow themselves to be held under guardianship like a prison, but should strive to achieve the stature of the perfect man in Christ. They should educate themselves and judge what is preached. They should inform themselves and judge what is preached. Galatians 4. We speak about the adoption. We must not anymore remain children. Something that came in my heart. Speaking about the Galatians 4, I think that now it is the time, maybe for you, for me, for Brother Frank, for each brothers and sisters, for each one of us, I believe, it's now the time of the perfection. I have noted here my notes. It's the time to arrive at the maturity. Each revelation, each revival make grow the church towards the perfection. So you think of Wesley, of the first Luther, then Wesley. Slowly the church has grown. Now I believe with all my heart that today the church is entering into the perfection. It is now the time for the perfection. It's time that our hearts be perfect in Christ and anchored into this last revival that God has given, so that we may be perfect in the Word of God. Not in the body, drop the body, The body is not perfect, but in the heart, the word of Christ, the different revival, and this last revival, Malachi 4:5, we have recognized it. 1 John the Baptist, Malachi 3, and then John the Baptist, Malachi 4. So I have noted here for myself, it is now the time that we have not only a restoration, but we must be led into the perfection. You believe it? Amen. I believe it from all my heart. I believe it with all my heart. All the things that God has revealed to us, this is now the time. This is now the moment. It's not anymore the moment of the seduction. It's true that it still exists, but the bride is out of these things, out of this seduction. It must be already ready for the rapture. You believe it? Hallelujah. It's something really good. We should strive, we do everything, all our possible, to achieve the stature of the perfect man in Christ. We should inform ourselves, to be educated ourselves, to be and judge what is preached. Acts. We speak about Berea. Acts 17. The brothers of Berea. Paul has preached, but then what did they do? They always consulted the scripture. You see their spiritual position they had. It's like the Samaritan. Samaritan brings a message. They bring to the now we don't believe in Jesus, not only because you spoke to us. May God bless our heart. It must be like this. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I have had the opportunity to take the word to 40 different countries, to a large number of people who have been led deeper into the knowledge of His word. Many of them had a new experience with God and recognized what God was doing in our time. I am not under any obligation to any church or denomination, but I do carry the responsibility to God to bring His word to His people as He left it to us as an inheritance. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's true. So this is like this with all the people who bring the word of God. May God has mercy, because it is a task that comes from heaven. I think that we have time to read another extract from circular letter of July 1974. Many only go back to the beginning of their church, and they teach what has been taught for 50 or 100 or 200 or 400 years, depending on when their denomination began. They refer to the founder and do not notice that spiritually they have lagged behind. They are lagged behind. We also believe in Brother Branham, and we also refer to Brother Branham, to Brother Frank, to Paul, etc., Peter, the Apostles, the Old Testament, Samuel, etc., etc. You see? We refer to those people, but here, Brother Frank writes, they refer to the founder and do not notice that spiritually they have lagged behind. They remain fixed, attached on what he taught, without returning to the divine authority of the word. All churches and communities go back to their source, to their founder, and refer to their origin. However, the one who belongs to the Church of Jesus Christ leaves everything aside and arrives at the teaching of the apostles and prophets. Amen. So now we must know before God and before the man if the word that we have received, it's on the teaching of the apostles and prophets, that's to say, on the original word of God, right? However, the one who belongs to the Church of Jesus Christ leaves everything aside and arrives at the teaching of the apostles and prophets. So sometimes people go out of the church, for example, Catholics, or Pentecostal, or Baptists, you see? And some people take something with them. And some people have difficulties to abandon those things, to abandon their own ways. You understand what the Lord wants us to understand. So we do not stop in Rome or Nicaea, but we find our way directly with God and His Word. At a certain moment, the followers of John Baptist say, He also baptizes. And John Baptist say, yes, follow him, it's correct, follow him. You see? The fulfillment of the Holy Scriptures in the times of God. Hallelujah. So without realizing it, men teach what had been added and practiced over the centuries and declare false the original which was taught at the beginning. They accept as just what was added later, because they did not try to go back to the beginning. The heart of the sons must go back to the heart of the fathers. Isaiah 21. God has always put watchmen, and also today. Isaiah 21:12. The watchman says, morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, come back again. A lot of scriptures that we can see. So it's come back, the coming back. It's important to come back to the original. Hallelujah. John 1:1. You know by heart. At the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and with God. And everything was, and nothing was done without the Word of God. Hallelujah. This is the original. I got reading here. Brother Rod Frank said, John writes about what was in the beginning. In the beginning, there were no interpretations and explanations of scriptures. In the beginning was the Word. May it penetrate hearts. For in the beginning, the Word was the original seed of God, which bore divine fruit. Only then, afterwards, came the interpretations. Whoever believes the word of God as it has been spoken by the holy mouth of the Lord, he will live. It's deep and particular, this. It's a blessing. It's a change in the heart of the people. Life can never come from changes in your life can never come from interpretation. It is only through the original word of God. Hallelujah. Abraham believed the original word of God. And it was given to him as righteousness. Brother Frank writes here, the original seed of God bore divine fruits. Divine fruits. Today. Can we see those divine fruits? Have we received this original seed of God? These divine fruits. May God have mercy. They must be manifested. Visible. Because you are not like before. Isn't it? You understand? Something has been changed. God intervened. Let's read Jude 3. The letter of Jude, verse 3 and 4. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. You see the original? 1 Peter 23. First Peter 1:23. 1 Peter 1:23. Oh, let's begin by 22, 23. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding Word of God. This corruptible seed from Adam and Eve does not exist anymore. It does not exist anymore. Finished. Even if this body still is submitted to time, but the original seed is uncorruptible. It's the word of God, permanent for eternity. Amen. It's true. You feel this in your heart. When it was written, the one who eats this fruit will die. Now it's finished this. before the world be, our names were written, not from corruptible seed, but uncorruptible seed, the original seed for eternity. Look at the bread. When you eat a bread, you see what you eat. What the church eats, and see the result. But we eat what has been sowed, the uncorruptible seed. We have received the word of God. We live forever for it, and we bear fruits. We don't die anymore. Amen. That's why it is necessary that this word become always more in us, always in us, and death is finished. Even if someone die, he will live. I go on reading. Also in Hebrew is written the word of God. It is this word that gives us life, the only fount of life. I go on reading. Whoever believes the word of God as it has been spoken by the holy mouth of the Lord, he will live. But whoever believes the interpretations given after the fact, that one will die. These facts are confirmed since the time of Adam and Eve. You know, devil is imitator. First, he must always imitate. First, receive the word, and then he come with imitation. He can only play with the word of God. He can play with it. He can lie with it. He's an imitator, he's not the creator. First is the devil sees the model, the word of God, and then afterwards he wants to imitate. You understand? That's why we must believe it, to take it. We say, this is the word, and that's all. Finished. Hallelujah. We must be anchored in it. And then the devil will do nothing to us. Brother Frank writes, these facts are confirmed since the time of Adam and Eve. The word of God always comes first, then comes the interpretation. Moses entered into the scene first, then Balaam. It was Moses who first performed miracles according to divine revelation. Then the magicians did the same. First, the true prophets came out with the "Thus saith the Lord" from the word of God. Then came the false prophets with their interpretations. May God help us. In the beginning, there were the true apostles having the teaching of Jesus Christ. Then came on the scene the false apostles. Everything that's true and genuine comes from God according to the word that was from the beginning. All the interpretations received after the fact came from the devil. There are a lot of verses. May God help us, bless us, and have mercy on us. I think that even this evening God has spoken with us through the word of God, through what Brother Frank has written and what has been said, the Holy Scriptures that we have read, the Lord has spoken with us. Do you believe it? You can also show your face. It will be a blessing for us. Hallelujah. Because I don't see no one here. Hallelujah. God bless us all. God bless us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. May God take care of His word and in the following days. And may we be true witness of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit of God, with the right inspiration. I really hold onto this divine inspiration. Now we are going to pray. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, marvelous Father, we honor you with all our heart. You are worthy of adoration and worshiping. Your word is precious. What would we do without you, without this precious word, without the anointing that comes from your Spirit, the teaching, how you give us strength continually. God, bless each heart present this night. Sanctify your word in hearts. Have mercy that we may bear fruits. And we believe that your word is living and it will bear fruits to give honor and blessing to your name, and also signs and miracles will follow, because you are God Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. Stretch forth thine hand and give us your revelation. Bless your men, your servants, Brother Frank, that you have placed as distribution for the sharing of your food, like you Elijah, that you sent with the spirit of Elijah, that this messenger of the church of Elijah, of the church of Laodicea, we see that your word is always living permanently, and it gives us strength to our heart. I pray for the sick people with this heat, with this COVID. Have mercy. All adoration, worship, help us to touch your clothes. Bless us, touch us by your grace, by your power that comes from heaven, from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus Christ, thank you. Blessing, honor to you, worshiping to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.